It's story time. Aliens are coming. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. A Space in the Basement. Michael stood alone in his grandfather's basement in the town of Martinsburg. For many years, Michael and his father had lived in a small apartment in the capital city, 3 hours away. Michael's father got a new job at Martinsburg College. On Saturday, they would move into grandfather's house. Michael worried that he wouldn't make new friends in Martinsburg. Grandfather promised that Michael could use the basement if he cleaned it, though. Michael imagined he would enjoy having such a large space to use. He would play alien games. He would read silly stories. Michael looked at the old toys and machines. They were covered with dust. How could he clean it all? Michael pulled out a strange old machine. It had dials on one side. It had a microphone on another side. Michael cleaned the dust off of a table. He set the machine down and turned it on. It made a sound. It was an old radio. Michael remembered grandfather telling stories about friends he had met using the radio. The friends lived here in Martinsburg and in other parts of the world. Michael turned a dial. He heard what sounded like human voices. Almost like human voices, that is. Chapter 2. Signs of Trouble.
Earth is near,
said one voice.
Prepare to meet the humans.
Will we take any Earth people home with us?
Asked another.
Yes, our master commanded us to bring some back for our experiments.
The radio made a strange sound. Then it was completely quiet. Michael noticed some old pictures grandfather had drawn. Had grandfather actually seen these things? Grandfather wasn't home, so Michael couldn't ask.
Maybe,
thought Michael,
the voices I heard on the radio were not humans. Maybe they were aliens. If they have come here before, maybe they will come here again.
Alone in the basement, Michael began to wonder about Martinsburg. Michael had visited grandfather before, but he had never spent more than a few days at a time with him until now. He thought about what it would be like to live in a new house in a new town. He did not want to leave his life in the capital city. Michael looked at the pictures again and turned the dial on the radio.
Where will we make our landing?
It was the same voice as before. Michael held the microphone near his mouth and spoke.
Who are you?
He asked.
Where are you?
He was not sure the microphone was working. No one seemed to hear him. Or did they?
We expect to arrive in Martinsburg on Sunday at 8 p.m. once the ground is clear.
The voice finally said. That was all Michael needed to hear.
Dad!
Chapter 3. Danger.
Aliens are coming,
said Michael.
You have to help me stop them.
Slow down, Michael,
said Dad.
You know, when I lived here as a child, my friend Gary and I used to call each other on that radio. One time, I said there was a fire on Martinsburg Mountain when there really wasn't. People heard me, and they didn't realize I was being silly. We got in big trouble for that.
Dad, stop telling stories. This is real.
Sit down, Michael,
said Dad.
Let's listen together.
Michael turned the dial, but he didn't hear anything.
Here, let me try.
Dad turned the dial slowly, slowly, slowly. Michael could hardly wait. Soon, they heard voices again.
Dad, it's them! Listen!
Chapter 4. Home at Last.
Space Boy! I mean Steve. That was a great performance,
said one voice.
I think we sounded like real aliens that time, don't you? Yes,
said the other voice.
I wonder if anyone out there in Martinsburg actually believed us.
Dad and Michael laughed.
Well, Michael,
said Dad,
now you know there are other boys around here who like to make up alien stories too. Just like you. I'm sure you will make new friends after all.